Today, Instagram now wants to be real. SEO practitioners aren't fazed by this week's Google search algorithm update. The rise of DTC advertising and more brand safety comes to the podcast ad world. It's Tuesday, August 23rd. I'm Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. Some late-breaking news to start before we begin the show. I am seeing on Twitter a number of reports saying that campaigns being launched today on the Meta ad platform are disappearing, that apparently you can only see the ad level only in some cases. Some people are reporting this on Twitter, so if you run some ads on Meta, maybe go check your ad manager. All right, on with the show. Well, here we go again. A couple of weeks ago, we told you about how Instagram was copying features from the new social platform in town, Be Real, including dual camera mode and QR code posts. Now, we have proof that Instagram has not had a single original thought since 2010. The platform is testing a new feature called Candid Challenges, which bears an uncanny resemblance to Be Real. Here's how it works. Instagram users participating in Candid Challenges will get a notification at a different time each day to take a photo of their surroundings. On receiving the prompt, the camera will open the dual camera tool. Users have 2 minutes to capture and share a photo. So yeah, basically it's identical to Be Real. An Instagram spokesperson confirmed the feature is an internal prototype, but declined to elaborate. It's becoming more obvious every day that Instagram has no idea what it is anymore, and here is more proof. In its push to Reels, now Instagram is testing a new switch to full screen feed option for feed filtering. The platform recently launched a test of a TikTokified full screen main feed, but it faced major backlash. As a result, Instagram stopped the test and said it wouldn't be introducing the format anytime soon. Now it looks like they are putting it behind an optional toggle switch. Maybe giving people the choice will make them like it more? With Google's helpful content algorithm update looming this week, how are SEO professionals feeling? A recent Twitter poll found most are waiting it out to see what happens, but many are confident their content is helpful. The poll asked, "Does the announcement have you concerned?" According to the final results, 47 said they are unsure and waiting it out. 45% said, "No, my content is helpful." And just 1 in 10 are concerned and plan to improve their content. Here's SearchEngineLand.com's take on the results. Quote, "I'm surprised that so many people think their own content is helpful. But we're all biased to think our content is great. After all, we're producing it. That's exactly why it's important to have an objective, data-based way to assess content. Just remember, Google's new algorithm uses machine learning to detect helpfulness of content. It will be interesting to see whether Google can truly distinguish between helpful and unhelpful content," unquote. Google said it will take up to 2 weeks for the update to roll out. May the algorithm be in your favor. Despite Apple's move to ATT, a recent report indicates direct-to-consumer advertising is on the rise again, with TikTok reaping the rewards. A VP at the agency Audience X says he has seen more large brands, from sneakers to retailers, exploring DTC routes to get more bottom-of-funnel action in the past few months. This according to Digiday.com. So what platforms are seeing this surge in ad spend? Facebook had the highest median monthly spend in July at $19,000, but that was down $2,000 year over year. Google's median was $8,200, up only $100, while TikTok's median spend grew to $6,000, up $2,000 from last year. Companies that advertised on all three platforms saw similar shifts in spending. Facebook's share of the pie dropped to 60% from 75% year over year. Google's share increased a bit from 20% to 25%, and TikTok's share doubled from 7% to 14%.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store. Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
The entertainment company Audacy is joining forces with the audio intelligence company Sounder to bring some brand safety tools to the podcast advertising space. The two companies announced their partnership today. Podcast advertisers will now have access to Sounder's Audio Data Cloud, which converts podcasts into text and applies machine learning and language processing to the content. With brand safety top of mind for many brands, Audacy hopes the partnership will attract more advertisers. Quoting a company executive, "Brand safety has been something that has maybe been a challenge and held some brands back. With folks like Sounder and their ability to bring this type of validation and verification to the marketplace, this can only help accelerate the way that brands leverage and use podcasting at scale," unquote. Sounder's technology will be implemented across all of Audacy's production subsidiaries. What might finally be happening, the ability to watch multiple things at once without the need for 500 different devices. Several new features are expected to be released by YouTube, according to a recent non-public presentation that Google gave its smart TV partners. First, YouTube TV could soon let viewers watch up to 4 channels at the same time. Protocol reports that YouTube's live TV streaming service is adding a feature called Mosaic Mode, which would let consumers stream up to 4 live feeds simultaneously by dividing the TV display into quadrants, which could be one mighty ad placement. Next up, Google also discussed optimizations coming for watching shorts on the big screen. The report suggests that YouTube Shorts interface on smart TVs could eventually ditch the scroll bar used to browse through videos and could offer quick access to thumbs up and thumbs down buttons. Shorts are currently available in YouTube's app on some smart TVs, but they play using a standard YouTube interface that is, not really suitable for the short form format. Protocol noted that the platform has a big advantage here because YouTube is pre-installed on many TVs. Finally, YouTube Music is working on new features for smart TVs, including the ability for users to browse and add playlists and albums to their libraries. Google is reminding you to upgrade your local campaigns to Performance Max. Earlier today, the company announced the self-upgrade tool for local campaigns has become available to eligible advertisers and will continue to roll out in phases throughout the rest of the month and into September. Google recommends using the tool to upgrade your campaigns as soon as possible to get a head start on the holiday season. Quoting the company, "You will have access to the self-upgrade tool before automatic upgrades begin. If you choose not to use the self-upgrade tool, then you will receive a notification in Google Ads a few weeks before your campaigns are automatically upgraded to help you prepare. If your campaigns are not eligible for the self-upgrade tool and you are not notified about an automatic upgrade, then your local campaigns will not be upgraded to Performance Max until 2023. If your campaigns have access to the self-upgrade tool and do not auto-upgrade by the end of September, you will continue to have access to the self-upgrade tool until auto-upgrade resumes in 2023, unquote. You can access this self-upgrade tool from the notification, the recommendations page, or the campaigns page in Google Ads. So that's it. Short episode today. It always is this last week of August. I guess everyone's taking holidays. Steph will see you tomorrow. I'll see you on Thursday. All by myself.
No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, "This is what I'm meant to do." Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.
With the summer sizzle starting to fizzle, cooler heads are looking to lock in a wellness routine fit for the fall and beyond. Lucky for you, Ritual's high standards don't drop with the temperature. Fully committed to traceable science and sourcing, Ritual is shaking up the supplement industry with high-quality ingredients and scientifically developed formulas. With them, you know what you're taking, where it comes from, and why it's important. They've got every base covered, from their clinically backed women's 18-plus multivitamin to groundbreaking options like stress relief and sleep melatonin, which both use first-of-its-kind BioSeries technology designed to optimize formula delivery. And right now, for a limited time, get up to 40% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast.